And we are here ready for tip-off at North Ark College. Tip-off, tonight's tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass, Mountain Home Lady Bombers versus Springdale Harbor Wildcats. Appreciate you listening to the Baxter Health and Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show, as the tip is going to be controlled by Mountain Home. McCarron tips it to Moore. Moore brings it in the front court. Mountain Home in their blue uniforms. The Wildcats in their white uniforms. Moore is going straight to the hole. Up left hand. No good. And the ball's out of there with it with Campbell for Harbor. Harbor back quickly. Tries to drive the lane. Going to be kicked out to the top of the three. And you can already tell how quickly they're going to want to get away with the ball.
Yeah, Lakin, good drive there. Got a little bump there. Not probably wasn't a foul, but just enough bump that she just couldn't get enough on that ball to get it back to the rim.
Mountain Home in a 1-3-1 as the top's out to McKinley Campbell. There's going to see twins. There's McAleen Campbell and Madison Campbell's. The shot is up and no good. Rebound comes away for McCon for Mountain Home. So they are twins, the Campbell girls, number 3 and number 4. As ball comes up top to McCarron at the top of the key. Scoreless here with 7 minutes left in this first quarter. Moore tried being hounded as he kicks it out to the right to Yonkers. Yonkers going one-on-one against McAleen Campbell. Ball's going to get high, pick and roll as Libby Foster's going to catch it down low, gather herself. First 2 points go by way of the Lady Bombers. Nice pick and roll set for the Lady Bombers.
That was great. That's exactly how you draw it up. She rolled. She took one power dribble, laid it off the glass.
McKinley Campbell in for, or brings the ball up top for the, she kicks it over to Jasmine MacArthur. MacArthur skip pass to McKinley Campbell up, and the three-pointer is good. Just like that, Harbor answers back, 3-2 lead with 6:30 left.
A little inside out. She's set up as a smooth stroke right there.
Harbor is in a 1-2-2 press as Mountain Home beats it with ease. Yonkers around the left side, going to drive the lane, up and under. Libby Foster's there, the offensive rebound, going to get the putback and get fouled, and it is good.
Hello, Libby Foster.
This is something, Spencer, you weren't there in the last few games. Libby Foster had a great game against DeSoto Central, and her hands were great. Nice offensive rebound and putback as Mountain Home gets a 4-3 lead with 6:17 left in his first quarter. Free throw up, it is good for Foster. Mountain Home with the early 5-3 lead.
Good take there by Jayla down the baseline. She went with the reverse, didn't get it, but that board by Fosness was big.
Mountain Home in a 1-3-1 as McKinley Campbell takes it to the right wing. She's going to reverse it to her sister, over to MacArthur. MacArthur skip pass. McKinley Campbell's going to drive the lane, go up and under. No good. Yonkers away with the rebound. Yonkers has two girls on her, and it is going to be stolen. That's something you got to do when you get a rebound. You got to look. The ball comes away to MacArthur. MacArthur shoots the ball up. No good. McKinley Campbell, rebound up. No good. Mountain Home pulls away as Livy Foster secures the rebound finally for Mountain Home. After two offensive rebounds for Harbor, they were unable to make the two shots. Foster was able to pull the ball away and is fouled with 5:42 left here in this first quarter.
Pretty frantic there. Got a rebound. They stole it. They had two there with Jayla trying to bring it up. And I don't think she was expecting it. But she was able to do just enough to get them to miss those layups down there off the rebounds.
Checking in for the Wildcats is Annie Henry.
Ooh.
24 is Jayla has her pocket picked in the backcourt.
That was smooth.
That is Madison Campbell one-on-one. She picks the pocket, lays it in for two, and we're tied with 5:29 left. It is a man press. As Moore is trying to drive the ball, MacArthur is going to get a little too greedy. It was going to be close there, but she's going to go too greedy and get the foul called. That's already the third foul on Harbor. Something to watch for the Lady Bombers and Wildcats here in this opening quarter.
Yeah, she was the same one that stole it from Jayla. She was going to do it to Lake in there, too. She just got just enough body that they blew the whistle on.
Down home, inbounds the ball on the sideline. Yonkers brings it across the front court as Moore takes this high screen from McCarron. Nothing doing as she rotates it to fall.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I'll apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, We'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455.
For the Lady Bombers.
Good take there by Livy. She tried to draw that foul. There was good contact there. That's a 50-50 call. I don't mind it not being called there as long as it stays that way both sides. But just couldn't get the shot to go.
We got a stoppage of play here now as bench warning, as Leonard is asking the official over here. There's about 30 years his junior. If he's trying to set a precedence early or what, but most officials talk to the coach before giving a bench warning. But they did give a bench warning to Coach Leonard as Mountain Home is in a 1-3-1. Off the top of the key to Campbell. It's going to go to MacArthur left wing. She's going to put the shot up. It is no good. Mountain Home with the rebound by Mitchell. Mitchell out there quickly. Mountain Home has it on the left wing. Moore fakes the three. Going to drive the lane. Take the hoop. They're going to say that it is not on the shot. She took the foul. They're going to say it is on the floor. That is the fourth foul.
That's the second on MacArthur.
That's good for the Lady Bombers.
So far, that's huge. Lakin just whipped her.
She did. Pump fake, 4:06 left in this first quarter. Tie ball game, 5-5. Mountain Home inbounded under the baseline. Gets it into Moore in the corner. Moore's going to drive, and this time she's going to get the foul called on Madison Campbell. She should be shooting two.
Shooting two. Shooting two. It's five. Shooting two.
She should be shooting two. We're going to help them out up here, folks. If you don't know, I like to stay quiet with my headset on. Can you still hear it if I pull it off? Yes, they say.
So they got Lanny Henry with that foul there. I thought it was
one. No, they didn't get Campbell's. They got Henry.
They put it as 24 on the board there. So
okay. Foul on 24 Henry as Lakin had the ball. She makes the first free throw. Mountain Home up 6-5 with 4:03 left in this opening quarter. Second free throw up. Lakin is good. 7-5 Mountain Home. 4 minutes left in this opening quarter here. MacArthur going to bring the ball across the timeline against this 1-3-1 from Mountain Home. Mitchell gets a hand on the ball. Goes to Campbell. Campbell passes it to her sister in the short corner. It's going to make its way to the other side. Owens. Shot up for Owens. No good. Libby Fossus comes away from Mountain Home with a rebound. Mountain Home out there quickly with it. You can tell we're wanting to push the ball on rebounds. We don't want to give them have time to get set up as Fossus brings it for a deep three for Lakin. Off the front of the rim. No good. McCarn gets a hand on it. Unable to come away with it. Out of there comes McKinley Campbell. She's going to take it all the way to the other end. Take the foul from Livy Fossus. Missed the layup. It is no good, but she is going to go to the line.
Who'd they get with the foul?
Livy Fossus, I believe.
Livy on that one. You know, Brad, that was one of the things we talked about, and you wonder if Lakin, that shot there was really deep if the three-point line got her there, because she was a good 2 feet behind
the college three-point line. So. But she just made two free throws. Yep. I don't mind Lakin taking that shot. It's one she can make. With the official down here at the scorer's table, 3:25 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home leading 7-5. Looks like we have a book issue, maybe. We have a book issue. If so, this could be a technical foul assessed to Harbor. That's going to look like what's going to happen. They're not going to have a player in the book. We did have that issue in the ninth grade game. We've got the officials talking right now. We're going to be set right now when we come back. McKinley Campbell is going to be at the line. She's a sophomore. Sophomore for Harbor Wildcats.
She's already taken six shots in this first quarter.
What is this going to be, a technical foul? No, it's going to be. But on who? They're going to give. Okay, so this Deacon set us up here.
These are just dead ball free throws.
These are the dead ball free throws on the foul on Livy Fossus. First free throw up by McKinley Campbell is up, and it is good. I'm trying to see who they didn't have in the book. Second free throw by Campbell is up, and it rolls around and is good. 7-7 here with 3:25. Now, Lakin Moore will come to the other end. She will shoot the technical foul of not having the player in the book. So you do have to have a book in its official roster. If you don't have a player in there, it is a technical on the coach. Now, if the coach gets another technical, she's ejected. The first free throw by Moore is up. It's good. Indirect technical? Okay. Okay. First free throw's up by Lakin. It is good. So after all of this mess that we went through, We end up Mountain Home leading 9-7. So no harm, no foul. We got a 2 free points, and Mountain Home will get the ball here. Checking it in for the Wildcats is Jasmine Rojas, number 55.
4 for 4 from the free throw line right now. That's what we want to see.
Ball is down low to McCarn. It is just taken away by McKinley Campbell. Campbell back with it quickly. Euro steps up, and the layup is good. 9-9. They got that ball down low to McCarn. She tried to bounce the ball, and when she did, Campbell was there.
Yeah, you've got to keep that ball high. It's easier said than done, but you're that much taller than everybody. You've got to get a high pressure in the backcourt here.
And Mount Home does beat the pressure barely as it comes across to Jayla. Jayla's going to take the bump as she drives the lane. That's Brooklyn Owens, number 2, with the foul. It's already the 7th foul, I believe, here, as it's going to send Jayla to the line.
They got 24 again on that foul. That is not who fouled her. It was number 2, but they're
going to get the foul. It looks like 2:24. Ayanna Henry. 4 is the one who did it, but
regardless, that is her 2nd foul. So,
as Jayla makes the first free throw, 10-9, 2:58 left here in this first quarter. Jayla's 2nd free throw is up, and it is good. Mount Home lead 11-9. As Harbor set to bring the ball into the front court. Pass is going to be back and forth at the top of the key as Owens is going to turn the ball over to Jayla. Jayla is taking it full length of the court. Layup is up. It is no good. Brooklyn Mitchell, though, rebound. No good as the Wildcats come away with it. Jayla missed a wide open chippy as it goes the other way. Ball goes down low to Rojas. Rojas fumbles around, kicks it out to Campbell up top. It is going to be up by Owens, and it is going to be good. 11-11 as Mountain Home has a change of events. Missed the first layup on the other end. 2:19 left here as the pass is going to be thrown across the middle, and Owens is going to foul Jayla Yonkers.
That was definitely number 2.
That was definitely number 2, and they got number 2 on that.
Man, Jayla, great steal, great read, and it's like she's so open. She probably had a layup that open. She was right. Junior high, so just laid it up there a little too hard.
Jayla's free throw is up, and it is good, giving Mountain Home the 12-11 lead with 2:17. If this game is going to be called tight like this, I like the Lady Bombers, chances. Yonkers' 2nd free throw is up. It is good. Mountain Home with a 13-11 lead. Back and forth game so far in this first quarter.
Yeah, they're naturally, they look a little more aggressive on defense, which is definitely, as you can see, they've not changed the fouls, but you said it's either 7 or 8-1 fouls right now, and a lot of that's just how aggressive Harbor's playing defense right now.
Madison and McKinley Campbell playing pass back and forth as Madison Campbell gets it down low, able to hit Ayanna Henry for the layup. 13-13 as they get inside that zone, under 2 minutes here in this first half. Mitchell going one-on-one against Campbell. Campbell was just all over her. And they're going to call a jump ball as Brooklyn was just getting shoved going up the floor. It is going to be a turnover as the ball goes to Harbor on the alternate possession.
Yeah, they're in that man-to-man pressure, and they are in your face.
They're in your pocket, aren't they? Harbor inbounds the ball with 1:44 left in this opening quarter. McKinley Campbell up top to Owens. Owens going to try to pass it down low. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. No, it's going to go off of the Harbor player. It's going to be their 3rd turnover here of this first quarter.
Yeah, that's another one of those that, like we did in the JV game, she went to throw it, and when she went to throw it, the girl cut baseline and just harmlessly went out of bounds. So
Mountain Home inbounded against this man pressure. They're going to get the ball to Lakin, clear it out, and that's what Lakin's going to do is she's going to take Owens one-on-one. Takes a high screen from McCarn. McCarn is going to get hammered. That is Ayanna Henry going to come in and foul McCarn, sending McCarn to the free throw line. That's the 3rd foul on Henry.
Yeah, the you can hear the crowd happy about restless. That. I don't hate that. I mean, it was definitely kind of a 50-50 ball up in the air. But
we had one with Libby earlier that we didn't get, and we got that one. So,
in my opinion, you go back to, did she gain an advantage on the play? And she did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it comes down to.
So Karn's free throws are up, no good, but Yonkers comes away with the offensive rebound, and she is going to get tied up, but great job by Jayla. It was 1-3. Jayla comes away with the offensive rebound, giving Mountain Home the extra possession on the tie-up. Mountain Home set the inbound at 13-13. Throw the ball into Moore at the free throw line. Moore's going to work on Rojas. Nice little up and under. No good. It is going to be out of there with Harbor with a rebound. As Henry's going to come with it for Harbor all the way in. She's going to pull off. Sorry, that was Madison Campbell. Going to come with it all the way in. Left-hand layup. It is going to be good. The Mountain Home is going to be trailing 15-13 here in this opening quarter.
See the pressure right now. That was quick steal run out.
Yep.
And then immediately set back up into that.
Addison Ferris has checked in for the Lady Bombers. Lakin Anderson now has checked in for Lakin Moore. Mitchell gets the ball in the inbounds. She's going to bring it up, being hounded by Campbell.
Man, that is.
They're going to turn you and jump you and run, and both Campbell sisters, but Brooklyn does a good job keeping her wits, and she gets it to Jayla on the right wing. Jayla swings it in our offensive top of the key. Lakin Anderson is going to take the drive, kick it up top. Ball's going to go down low to Anna McCarn. Nice pass by Addison Ferris. Hits Anna McCarn on the roll. Timed this game up with 38 seconds left.
Best offensive possession we've had so far right there.
Owen's going to have it on the right wing for Harbor.
We're in that 1-3-1 again,
yep,
Brad.
She's throwing it up top to Campbell. It's going to be skipped past to her sister, McKinley Campbell. Three is going to be up from the left corner, and it's going to be good. 18-13, 20 seconds left in this opening quarter. A one that has seen a lot of points and a lot of shots go in as Mountain Home is bringing it up against this pressure from Harbor. Jayla's going to take it. Coach Lynn's going to call timeout. Coach Lynn's going to have to call timeout as Jayla falls, has both players from Springdale Harbor all over, but Coach Leonard gets a timeout with 9 seconds left. We're going to take it with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. Coach Leonard calls a timeout, avoiding Mountain Home's fifth turnover here in this first quarter. 18-15, Mountain Home trailing with 9.3 seconds left. We can't hold for the last shot as Lakin Moore is in from Mountain Home. She's going to set the ball top of the key at Addison Ferris. High post. Going to go to Anna McCarn. Shoot, 0 seconds. Mountain Home's not going to get a shot off. Mountain Home's not going to get a shot off, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Mountain Home trailing Springdale Harbor 18-15. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7. Watching on Bomber Sports Network.